Everybody knows shit's fucked. I don't give a good goddamn. Your Uncle Sam is a motherfucker. I don't wanna see him again. Have to pretend, count to ten. He blew up your towers to justify war. Oh, I don't really care what your arms are for. More money on defense, fuck hospitals. Fuck human beings, fuck humanity. 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 The country I was born, it's sold to you motherfuckers. You patrol both sides of the border. Oh, I don't wanna listen to your order. New world order, new world order. Haven't got anything to lose. 40 years old, half dead, got news in my hands. Somebody gave it to me, I don't want it. No, I don't want it, You patrol both sides of the borders. You patrol both sides of the borders. Everybody knows shit. Face the fact, the government fucks us in the ass. Creating another Pearl Harbor, killing its own kind. What for? Oh, I don't know, motherfucker. I guess money's on the mind. Everybody knows shit's fucked. Everybody knows shit's fucked. Everybody knows shit's fucked. Everybody knows shit's fucked.
Forged out of the past and into the present. Into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, December 12th, 2022. I am Luigi, your host and resident 4chaner this evening, or morning, either or. And today we will be talking about at Pole News America Central Network. Is this theft? Banks won't give us our money. Then we will talk about women are waking up. But are they? And then technology has ruined people's ability to socialize. Then, that's the finale. Okay, fuck. God. My show is so well organized and prepared. These past 2 days, I haven't even wanted to do a real show. I wanted to do YouTube shows, but I just have too many good intros and exits and stuff to talk about things. So first, we will get into the bitch shoot. Is this theft? Banks won't give us our money. Bitch shoot is saying when they were first founded, they were targeted by a group. They won't name the group, but they were targeted by a group. We probably could figure out which one it is. And then they lost their bank account. They tried to open a new bank account, but were shut down just as fast. UK slowballed them because of, quote, COVID, unquote. The bank that won't pay them asks for the address to send the funds to. They provide the address. And after they provide the address, that bank account is shut down a week later. Almost as if they figure out what bank it is and get targeted. We've informed them that we do not want to give them additional bank accounts for them to shut down. They want to use a third party to escrow it. They're saying two different banks have their money. Fucking Jews. Blah, blah, blah. We're neutral. We're neutral. We just host the Nazis. We aren't a Nazi. Again, this is UK based. Them being banned from their banks and stuff is based in the UK. The reason SALT was banned was in the UK. It was UK pressure. So BitChute has to be getting pressured by the UK government to shut shit down. So maybe they're trying to comply a little bit SALT. I mean, it looks like they have no money. Their bank accounts are getting shut down, bro. They're trying. I don't think it's completely their fault, SALT. This is a plea for help. The idea that people or companies can be excluded from the monetary system and have their assets frozen over an opinion or lawful actions is despicable. This discrimination must be wholeheartedly rejected if we are to keep free and open societies. It's fucking truer words were never spoken. BitChute. I agree. Fucking agree. Walmart Anon, you saw that Reddit spacing fucking faggot from Plebit try to tell me not to use BitChute. It's like BitChute sucks dick. Their interface is crap. Yeah, fuck yes, they suck dick and their comment system sucks dick and everything about it sucks dick. You think I want to use it? I would love to put my shit on YouTube. I would love to. But I put one... How many shows did I get this time, guys? I got like three. Did I get three shows before I was fucking striked again? Two shows? I can't fucking remember. Was it two or three? There was a Yee interview in there somewhere. I don't know. Does that count? Who knows? Whatever. I got 3,000 views. Dude, I'm on YouTube for 3 days. I get 3,000 views, man. With a fucking limited account, okay? Imagine if I was not fucking limited with shackles. I'm shackled, guys. I'm fucking shackled to the floor. YouTube's raping me in the asshole. Fucking goddamn it. Hate YouTube, motherfuckers. Controlled by fucking trannies and women. Fucking women. We'll get to that. Whatever. So they asked for 100. They've got 2,000. I don't know. I think they need way more than 100. They probably just need any help they can get. Whatever. I don't know. I don't trust them enough to give them money ever. I mean, for me to give someone money, I have to really, really like you. I have to really, really like you. Then you'll get a little money, maybe. I donated to... You guys are gonna fucking hate me. I told you I was a Democrat a long time ago. I didn't even give Donald Trump my money, guys. I was young, okay? I was like 18. Or I don't even know how old I was. Whatever. Bernie Sanders. I gave him $5. Give Bernie $5. I gave Bernie Sanders $5. And that was like on his mailing list. They kept fucking spamming me after that. I was like, fuck, I'm never giving anyone money again after this shit. They fucking like, oh, he gave me money. Give me more money. Give me more money. Don't ever give those fuckers money. They just beg for more. Okay, that's where I learned. It's all a money scramble game and they just want your money. And then Bernie got 5 mansions and now he's good and he doesn't give a fuck about socialism anymore. He's good with capitalism now. He's living it good. Thank you. It took him till he was 80, but he's good now. He's comfortable. He's like, fuck, I give up. I'm 80. I give up. The system won. The system won. Give me my mansions, please. Gonna relax now. That's Bernie. Fucking what a loser. What a fucking loser. He wouldn't even have done it. He would have just been more of the same. Thinking back, he would have just been more of the fucking same. Especially with how it went and where it went. God, man, what a failure. That old faggot was. What a failure. But without him, I wouldn't have learned, guys. I wouldn't have grown to who I am now. It takes stupidity for knowledge, for real knowledge. No one's perfect from the get-go. Okay, next thread. First thread, I guess. Best thread. First thread. Maybe not best thread. We'll see. Woman awaking up. Picture of a... God, look at this. You would say this is blush. I would almost agree because it's almost that blush that I like. The red nose type blush. But first off, it's not red enough. This is like weird colored nose. So it makes me think there's more alcoholism than actual blush. So I don't know. Or maybe she's just bad at makeup. I don't know. Go look at Belle Daphne and just fucking copy whatever she does, okay? She's a whore that captures the male libido. She knows what turns us on. Just look at her and copy it or whatever. Get braces or some shit. Who knows? Get some food stuck in there. It's fucking attractive. Okay, here we go. Fucking play. I clicked play. Fucking play. Here we go. Good. Said reload. Okay, we gotta examine this stupid woman dancing at the start. Okay, if I had to explain it, it's you know what it is? It's, if you ever watched Seinfeld, it's Elaine dancing. It's Elaine dancing. That's what it is. If you don't get that joke, oh well, you're not a boomer or millennial. You won't get it. And it has this fucking wall of text on top of her. You can't even see her through the wall of text, so you gotta know what side of the political spectrum she's on. But here we go. I'm tired of pretending I'm not the sexiest, most sensual, submissive, role-playing, dark, feminine, spoiled brat, yes, daddy, powerful healer, pillow princess, hand on my throat, carry me, properly mannered, deeply sensual, trying to build an empire with you, candle-lit ambulance, take care of you for the rest of your life, big-hearted, sensitive, raise your kids, ride or die, like, please release me from wounded masculine jail. Holy shit, what the fuck did I just read? What the fuck is this? That is horrible. That is, the words came coming out of my mouth hurt me physically, okay? I was saying them and I was just kind of, I got fucking, my stomach kind of curdled up a bit. I think it was the pure fucking horror of what I was reading. The jellyfish is in the stomach. Fucking.
This girl absolutely nailed it. Wounded masculine.
This girl absolutely nailed it. Oh my god.
Jay absolutely nailed it.
Wow, I'm speechless at this very moment. But you guys didn't get to see how long I was just sitting in silence a while.
This girl absolutely nailed it. Wounded masculine jail, 10 out of 10, completely agree, perfect way to say it. I don't know what's been going on, but I've been seeing a lot more women get away from their masculine energy and shift more towards their natural feminine energy. Myself included, and for me, it was because I kept seeing women get treated like princesses. And I was like, well, why is that not happening to me? What is wrong?
Women are stupid. Women are fucking retarded. Women are so fucking retarded. So fucking retarded. All these women are getting treated like princesses and I'm not. Why? Is it because I'm being like a bully? I'm being a bully.
What's wrong with me? So then I realize it's because I have way too much masculine energy. And you know what?
I have way too much masculine energy. I have way too much masculine energy. Masculine energy? Why would you say it like that? Because you're a fucking faggot.
But it ain't working for me, and that's it. I'm done. I also noticed...
It ain't working for me. I want to be a prince. I want to be catered to. I want to be... You need to worship me. You need to fucking worship me. Please. It's not working for me. This is not working for me.
And you know what? It ain't working for me, and that's it. I'm done. I also noticed I was attracting beta men, which are not...
I was attracting beta men. Okay. Yeah. You act like a dyke, male, tomboy. God, I wish you were a tomboy. That would be actually a hout.
I also noticed I was attracting beta men, which are not the type of men I'd want to have a relationship with. So then I realized, yep.
Beta men are not the men she wants to have a relationship with. She wants the Chad. She wants Chad, guys. She wants the Chad male. She wants the buff. Gonna protect her. Male. Wow. You think? You think. This really does want me... have you heard about that guy, the Mr. Liver guy or whatever? Mr. B... The dude that eats raw meat. Okay, stupid as fuck, but he eats raw... It's like, I mean all this raw meat, so I'm getting so strong. Nah. He was injecting $10,000 of steroids. I think I talked about that guy, too, when Joe Rogan was talking about, oh, he's his ass full of roids or something. I don't know. Whatever, approximate knowledge, but... I was talking about it and that dude got caught for actually, some dude exposed him and he was spending like $10,000 in roids a month, guys, a month to keep that image. $10,000 and just one medication, guys, that's all that we know about. He was spending $10,000 for just that one medication, fucking steroid, for that steroid. Yeah, it's not a fucking medication, really, really, but holy shit. Over $10,000 a month for that image and you're passing it off like you're doing it all naturally? That is some evil kike shit. That is some evil kike shit. Is kike blood running in those veins? Fucking A, man. That is evil. That is evil. Like, raw meat gives you parasites and shit. You are hurting people. You are fucking... The reason we evolved as fucking humans is that we could cook our meat. Okay, it's one of the reasons we have such a big fucking brain. It's cooked meat, okay? Cooked fucking meat. We're geniuses as a race. Why are we gonna go back to eating raw meat? Fuck off, man. Fuck, I'm not a fucking retarded caveman. Fuck off, I'm not a nigger. Fuck off. Cole does it too. Cole's an idiot sometimes, okay? But I agree with 90% of what he says. You know, I tried out what he said and the fasting felt fucking amazing when I was doing the snake juice. So the dude's fucking right in some ways. And I'm going to get back on that. Okay, I already ordered a water bottle. The only thing holding me back was a stupid why can't they just sell liter bottles of water? God damn, it makes everything easier. Fuck. Whatever, I just ordered a water bottle. I have money now. So whatever, back to fasting soon. But anyways, Cole does it too. Cole eats the raw meat. Disgusting. I went on a fucking random tangent. Whatever, those are the best parts of my show. Fucking random tangent. Don't eat raw meat. Don't eat raw meat. Cook it. There's some raw meats you can eat. Eat the ones that are safe. Don't eat fucking raw ground beef like an idiot. Stupid.
Something has to change. When women get into their feminine energy, myself included, you get treated different. And it's much better.
So, when you act like a woman and give off, quote, feminine energy, unquote, men treat you better. Who would have fucking thought? Who would have fucking thought? Who would have fucking thought? But the thing is, this is the thing. This is the weird thing. She'll never be happy. This woman will never be happy. Because she doesn't want to beta male, but she wants to be waited on hand and foot. Okay, well, you want... That's the thing. Women will never be happy. They don't even know what the fuck they want. They don't know what the fuck they want, guys. And what the fuck they want. Okay? They want a strong fucking male that's going to tell them what the fuck to do. Okay? That's what they want, regardless of what they think. Okay? Because they think too much. Women just think too much. Sorry. Their brain's going 10,000 miles a minute. Okay? They need a man to sit them down and be like, do this. Damn it. They're like, oh, okay. They need a little direction sometimes. Like, fucking goddamn it. Our society has upended evolution and the proper way of things is the battleship game. Have you guys seen the battleship game? Let's go look it up, shall we? Here we go. Here it is. Oh, fucking amazing. Here we go. I'm blocking it. I'll move in a minute. You'll see. We got the father and son right here playing the game. Oh, look, it's so amazing. Father and son, guys, look, having a great time playing Battleship. Fun. Ooh, you guys got a little bit of it there. And what are the women doing in the background? Let's see. Oh, God, I'm in the way. I'm so, fuck it, I'll move it. I don't care. Whoop, that didn't work. There we go. Look, guys, it's mom and daughter. What are they doing? They're cleaning the dishes. They're cleaning the dishes. Look at dad and son having so much fun, honey. Let's make sure the dishes are clean for later. Yeah, that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up. Issue fucked up. Oh, fuck, wrong window. That is so fucked up. That's funny. You don't get a play, honey. Go clean the dishes. Whatever. That's how it should be. What they didn't say was the dad and the son just got done building the gate in the front lawn, and now they're coming inside after night, after a fucking 100-degree weather to relax and take a break, okay? While the women have been relaxing inside the air-conditioned home, cleaning, okay? Very slowly. Okay, so the males are gonna go take a break now, you fucks. To play a game about war and, you know, male things. Male, dad, boy, take over the world things. Fucking women don't understand it. Fucking women. Yeah, I mean, that woman's gonna just hit the wall and be a roasty her whole fucking life. Whatever. Good luck. Good luck, woman. First post is an American saying, cringe! Yes, very cringe. Very cringe. Leaf saying, too long didn't watch. Woman abandoning feminism for Chad. Yeah, she definitely wants a Chad. The thing is, she wants a Chad that's gonna worship her and shit. You ain't gonna get that, woman. You get one or the other. I don't know. There's healthy relationships. But what she wants is not a healthy relationship. She's caught in all these stereotypes and what should or shouldn't be. Instead of just having a healthy relationship, there has to be concessions in a healthy relationship on both sides. This American says, LOL. God, fucking tourists. Fucking tourists. Keck, you fucking tourist. It's not LOL. LOL is for the interwebs, okay? When you're out and about in the interwebs, when you hear on 4chan and you say LOL, you're just giving away your tourist. You're literally giving away, oh, I'm a new faggot, okay? I'm really a new faggot. Whatever. Let's just suss out the new faggots easily. Whatever. Take notes. I used to go to the same gym as this chick. Only ever saw her do legs and then would very obviously try to fish for compliments and shit. One time she showed up with a photographer that took very obvious pictures of her ass while she was doing lunges. So I figured she was some sort of ethot. Never bothered to figure out who she was, but I happened upon her on a fit thread after I moved to another gym. She's supposedly Christian, yet still posts lewd shit. Really makes you think. Doesn't make me really think. Women want attention, and that kind of woman sounds like she's a Christian for attention. You know, people use religion for attention too. Everyone tell them how much of a good job they're doing. Ooh, thanks for the donation. You're a really good person. God forgives you. You know, they take advantage too. There's, now let me tell you this, okay? There's pastors and stuff that really do want to help people, and they really do help people. And would, I mean, if you went in there and you're like, I'm homeless, I need a place to stay, they would fucking help you in a heartbeat, okay? These people are good people, okay? And I do think that religion is a foundation of society, but they're also bad people. Everyone's a person. We're just people trying to make it in this fucking shit world, okay? And there are fucking evil people out there, man, in all facets of life. Religion is a way for people to take advantage of weak people. So there's definitely going to be a good congregation of evil people in there. Not that they're all evil. This America says, after riding the cock carousel. Yeah, definitely. Definitely riding the cock carousel. Yep. Fucking horsey is going around with dildos. Yep, that's what she was riding. Mm-hmm. Many, many men. She's going to hit 30 years old and then hit the wall and not know what the fuck is going on. That's the thing. Women never... Man, the funniest thing is when old-ass women come in and show me their ID when I work at the liquor store. They're like, here's my ID. It's like, I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, let me check it. Fucking 1800s? Wow, okay, fuck. Holy shit, woman. Okay, thank you. Got it. Let me click it in here. Whatever, fuck off. You old. I could see your wrinkles. You have wrinkles. You're old. I'm not going to card you, you fucking wrinkly old woman. Don't need your fucking ID. This American says they're not waking up. They're just doing what they always do and shifting their manipulation tactics. Reddit space. I have too much masculine energy and I wasn't finding a partner. Correct space. So now I will lie and manipulate my way into a partner. Reddit space. You could still tell she has masculine energy just based on her hand gestures. Clothing attire, a leather jacket on your house, come the fuck on, and her facial expressions. Yeah, I agree with everything you said. You're a Zoomer waking up from Reddit. You need to fucking lurk 2 years before you post here, you fucking new faggot. God damn it, we're just such an influx of new faggots. It's so easy to tell. This guy's kind of been here a little. He's learning. He wants to be a part of us, guys. He's trying. Go watch my fucking show, new faggot. Oh my gosh, this thread's still up. I'll tell him to go watch my show, New Flagget. Whatever. I posted. I mean, just dude, he just doesn't have a space right. I mean, you don't need all these Reddit space. You're not separating two subjects. You don't know what the fuck you're doing yet. You're trying, though. Elon used a green text spacer thing on his Twitter. He's one of us, guys. Some guy was saying he posted here. He was lying. Elon did not post here. I know that threads that fucker was linking. Those aren't right. This dude's like, all her vids are just her showing her ass off. Yeah. Her ass isn't even that great. I've seen better asses. I've seen better asses. I'm more of a tit man myself. I'm that guy in prison school who's a tit guy, but then explains to the man he's an ass guy to save them all. That's who I am. Okay, finale thread. Technology has ruined people's ability to socialize. Picture is... Female 24 waitress. Is the finale really a Reddit thread? I didn't even really notice that. Fuck, low quality show. Whatever. Christmas gift from a male 50 to 60 year old. She doesn't even know his exact age. I guarantee you he told her once. She just doesn't give a fuck enough to remember. Regular, who requests my section 2 times a week. He leaves if I'm not working, has asked me out on a date twice and said, the offer's open if my boyfriend and I split. Creepy yet sad. And then she posts what she got from him. Oh my god, guys. Being a woman is fucking easy mode. Being a woman is goddamn fucking easy mode. Look at this. We got one gift card for $100. $100 gift card. $100 cash to do whatever the fuck she wants with. God, it's so hard to read this dude's cursive. Nina, there is no better gift than you being you. Beautiful in more ways than I can describe. Merry Christmas, Chris. Wow. What a fucking beta male. What a beta male old fag. Old fag. God, dude, you're getting retirement right now and you're gonna spend it on this stupid bitch. Fuck off, man. Fuck off. I mean, this guy goes into this restaurant 2 times a week just for this fucking woman. God, dude, guys, please. If any of you watch my show, if any of you watch my fucking show, please don't do this. Don't do this shit. This is a waste of my... The You would have a better chance of getting this woman if you spit on her. Okay? Don't go spit on her. she'll freak out and she'll kick you out. Don't do that. But I'm just saying, you would have a better chance of getting her spitting on her than giving her this. This is such a turnoff to a woman. You know how much of a turn, like, she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, okay, she likes this, but this does not turn her on. Okay, she likes this. You need to learn the difference between liking something and lusting for something. Okay, lusting for something is not the same as liking something. She likes money. You know, she may lust for money, and she may get a little bit of lust for the money, but that only satiates it for so long. She wants a solid influx of it, you know? She wants that. She's a gold digger. That's what she wants. But yeah, don't do that. You need to have like a... You need to really be yourself. Because if you're not yourself and you go around someone, how do you expect them to love you? Or when you're... After you meet them or you're together with them, once you're alone with them, I mean, what are you going to have to fall back on but yourself? So you got to be yourself, one. Okay, you got to be yourself. And if that's turning women off, oh well, boo-hoo. Fuck off. They weren't meant to be with you anyway. Fuck them. You need to just be yourself, but also try to improve yourself. And also, fucking hygiene is so important, guys. Hygiene is so important. If you're a nasty dude, who'd want to be with you? If you smell, who's going to think that's sexy? Is a fucking rotting pile of food sexy to you? Is that sexy to you? Would you want to eat that? No? Okay, well, what fucking women's want to get all close to a guy that smells like fucking BO? They're not going to want to. So fucking clean yourself. One, brush your teeth every fucking day. Fucking clean yourself. Use deodorant. Just because you can't smell yourself doesn't mean other people can't. Also, try to clean up your environment you're living in, because a clean area is a clean mind or something. Or you won't smell like cat piss if your room's clean. Oh my god, I've had literal customers come in that smell of cat piss. Like, our cat's pissing on you and you're bringing it in my store? Like, what the fuck? How do you smell like cat piss? And then there's guys that come in and they look normal, dude. They look completely normal. Like, they have a shirt on and pants and they look clean, but they have the worst fucking BO I have ever smelled. I'm like, do you not smell yourself right now, dude? I'm like on 5 feet away and I can smell you right now. Like, how the fuck do you smell this bad? Like, Jesus Christ, wipe your underarms, fucking put some deodorant on. Jesus Christ, dude. I don't get smelly people. Clean yourself. It makes you more attractive. That's a big one for beta guys. They're like, I don't get it. I don't get why all these women think I'm not attractive. Well, fucking put some pride in the way you get up every morning. I don't know. Take a little bit of time and spend it on yourself. Even if you don't think you're that attractive, at least if you smell good, you'll smell attractive. You know, that's one sense you're hitting of theirs that will be attractive. That their nose is being attracted to you, and then their eyes are like, oh, okay. But at least their nose is in a pleasant spot. You know, you need to hit it from a couple angles at least if you're lacking in one area. Overcompensate in another area, but also don't put too much on. Don't put too much. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy who puts way too much. Don't be that guy. Fuck, it's so hard. Life is so hard. You gotta hit a balance on the fucking everything. Goddamn thread in that needle. This leaf says woman exists. Man gives her free money and worships her. Fucking Reddit space LMAO. Why are men so pathetic? Yeah, God fucking Leafs. So many fucking new faggots today. This is hurting me inside. Don't Reddit space, use Keck instead of LMAO. Boom, you're now an old faggot. So easy, so fucking simple. I say LOL sometimes too when I fuck up, but every post, it's starting it with it. Fuck. LOL is such a giveaway. LMAO is, that's why, that's that fucking meme. LOL, LMAO even, that meme. That's where that fucking comes from, guys. LOL, LMAO even. It's normie speak. It's normie speak. If you say that stuff, you're normie. We use Keck here. We're Kekistanis here on 4chan. Everything is Keck. It's also how you could tell our brothers out in the wild. It's a way to bypass rule 1 and 2 now. You could easily tell faggots. That's a secret one. I shouldn't really be saying that in my show. Really old faggots know that already, but other people don't really know that too well. I mean, people know Keck is with 4chan, but you see people saying Keck out in the wild. I mean, where else are they going to be saying that from? It's 4chaners. It's an easy way to tell each other apart. used to have the game. You lose. Yeah, I love 4chan. This American says women are incapable of empathy. They can't express real feelings except those they demand to be felt for them. I don't know. I think there's something to that. I think women feel empathy, but I don't know. It's weird. They can do some pretty evil shit, man. They can do shit that is so fucking evil. I'm like, how the fuck did you do that? Women just do the most evil shit, man. It's crazy. I don't get it. I don't know. And women just handle stuff so much differently than men do. Like a men in a group, if there's something bugging a male, he'll come out and just be like, hey, Jason, why the fuck you doing this, you dumb shit? And Jason will be like, what? I didn't even know it was bothering you, but I didn't even mean to be doing that. I was just doing it because, I don't know, I was being dumb or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, okay. Okay, Jason, you're cool. Okay, whatever. We're good now. And then you go back to relaxing. Okay, that's guys. Okay, so easy. So simple. So fucking simple. Okay, and we're all invisible. We're all fucking invisible because no one gives a shit about us. Okay, because we're guys. So no one gives a shit about us. We don't give a shit about them. Everything's cool. It's very simple and stress-free. Okay, now mirror that same situation over to a group of women. Okay, you know how that's going to go down? One woman's going to be keeping it secret from the other women, and then they're all going to be huddling together one day, like half of the group will be off to the side, like, did you hear about Catherine? Did you hear about Catherine and what she was saying? Did you hear what she was doing? No, what was she saying? Oh, this is what she was saying. She was doing this, and there'll be like an assertion of power, and then we'll have like Karen 2 be ahead of Karen 3 or something, and then, oh, let me do my woke grandstanding or something and blah, blah, blah. And then like a fucking 4 months later, it'll come out. Oh, Karen, you thought this about me? No, it was this. And then she's like, oh, I didn't know. That was silly. You're dumb, Karen. I didn't know you were dumb. And blah, blah, blah. And then they'll just bicker for like fucking 15 minutes or something. And then they'll realize they neither of them will want to be wrong. And then they'll just both, they'll break the group apart into two different groups. And one group will be with Karen A and the other group will be with Karen B. And now we have a fucking war going on over the stupid thing that doesn't even fucking matter. Oh my God. It's just the stupidest shit, guys. The stupidest shit. And then that drama will get carried on for another 4 fucking months. And then, and then it'll be a whole nother problem. They won't even fucking remember what the first thing was, okay? Because there's 20 billion things going on in a woman's head, okay? And they can just fucking figure it out. They should be cleaning the dishes in the kitchen. Fucking keep you occupied. I want to have all the same stuff men have. I want to be treated exactly like a man. Oh, wait, no, not like that. Not like that. I didn't mean like that. I didn't mean exactly like a man. I mean, I want to be treated like a woman. But, you know, I don't want to have to work or do anything of... I just want to sit and vegetate on the couch and get pleasure pumped into my veins, please. Fuck. Now, I want to be married to Brad Pitt and not have to do anything. And I want to just be a fat whale married to Brad Pitt, just shoving food into my mouth and telling him what to do for me. God damn it, women are stupid. And all they have, like, it's literally completely based on looks. Completely based on looks. They don't understand that once they hit 30, they hit the wall. It's like a foreign concept to these women. This American says a meal at Five Guys costs almost $100 these days. $100 probably would get you a side of onion sauce and some yippy hibichi steak sauce. Dude, Five Guys is so ungodly. Like a hamburger there's like $20. The fries are like $10. Drink is like $5. You're gonna spend $50 for a fucking hamburger and fries. What the god damn, Five Guys? Gee, I went there. I got a hamburger and a small fry or something. I ended up not even getting a fry because it was so expensive. I got the hamburger and it was like almost $20 out the door. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? This better be the best goddamn fucking hamburger I've ever ate. But no, it was just a shit fucking hamburger. It was not good. It was fucking not good. Fuck off. This European says lonely simp's gonna simp. It could happen to you too one day. I hope not, dude. Just look, guys. Look, just be yourself. Try to clean up. Be clean. And just get a hobby. Get a fucking hobby. Warhammer. 40,000, which I like to do. I do many hobbies, though. But Warhammer, I mean, fuck, dude. Tennis. Anything. Bowling. Fuck, man. Just figure something out. Get really involved in it. And see if there's groups meeting about. I guarantee you there'll be chicks there eventually. Chicks are into fucking everything these days. And if not into it, they'll be there just for fucking attention. There'll be women that go there just to be like, oh, I don't really know a lot about this, but I guess geek guys are easier to get than male buff parts. Maybe I'll have a better chance. I don't know. Women are dumb and do stupid shit. They gotta be manipulative in all things, but that's just how it is. But you'll meet someone there. Maybe she'll be good. Maybe she'll be Aspie. Maybe you'll get Aspie and you'll get lucky. Who knows? Get a hobby, though. Get a fucking hobby. Put money into it. Eventually, you'll meet someone. It's usually how it works. Styx met his wife doing his hobby, which was videos and shit. So just do a hobby and eventually you'll meet someone. That's how it goes. That's how life works. Life works in ways where when you're not looking for it, that's when you're fucking gonna get it. When you're not trying, because when you try too hard, sometimes you have a tendency to push it away without even trying to, because you're just trying to force a square peg into a round hole. It's just not gonna go in, bro. Set the fucking block down, pick up the correct block and put that in. You fucking idiot. Gotta calm down and take a second to breathe. Like right here, this two niggers working a fast food restaurant, a fire starts, and neither of them are fucking smart enough to know what's going on. Like, and watch, they're gonna figure out what's going on, and they're gonna do something stupid like throw water on it. Watch. Oh, look, there's a fire. There's grease fire. It's not going out. What do I do? Oh, no. Look, now they're both seeing it. They're both just standing there. What are you doing? You fucking idiot niggers. Now they're getting scared because it's getting bigger. You fucking idiots. Go get the fire extinguisher, you idiots. Go get the fire extinguisher, you idiots. Okay, let's just leave it there. Let's put more oil next to it so it can catch bigger fire. Oh, he brought water. Oh, God, what an idiot nigger. The nigger literally went, got a bucket of water, came back and dumped it on the oil fire. Like, what a fucking idiot. Dude, go get the fire extinguisher. Probably like 20 of them attached to the wall everywhere for security. Fuck, man. Fuck. Everywhere I've ever been has like 20 fire extinguishers everywhere. They have that fucking one to like break the window in case of emergency. Well, this is the emergency, dude. Break the fucking glass. Break the glass. Don't use water. That's stupid. You fucking idiot. You fucking nigger. Dumb nigger's probably like, I'm so smart. I'm gonna go get some water. I've seen water in movies put out fire. I'm gonna get that water. Oh, I got the bucket of water, boy. I'm coming back. I got this fire to take care of. Fucking oil fire, you dumb shit. This guy says, so what? He's basically been stalking her? He's a retard, too. Lonely fuck thinks a waitress. Need a refill, hun, is a mayor's proposal. I mean, yeah, their job is literally to service you. Like, service is their job. They get paid in tips, so they gotta be nice to you, or they don't get tipped well. It's kind of part and parcel to their fucking job, you old retard. But you're basically paying a... Just go pay a stripper. At least you'll get some boobies, you fuck. God, it's so empty. So empty and soulless. Fuck it, dude. It's kind of sad for the old guy, but, you know, I don't know. Fuck, man. Go play World of Warcraft or something. Go sext a fucking teenager or some shit, you old man. This American says, these women are so mentally destroyed they can't process it when someone actually cares about them. They immediately assume he wants Mabodi. That's what I'm saying, she'll never be happy. She could get Alpha Chad, and he could be waiting on her hand and foot, and it wouldn't be enough. Dude, I mean, I just saw this video of this woman getting divorced from this guy who was like a super yachter. He was like yachting her around the fucking world. He was a millionaire, and it wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough. Like, I'm a super millionaire. I'm yachting you around the world to every country you could want to go to. I'm bringing you to all these restaurants. Not enough. It's never enough, guys. It's never enough. It's never enough. Especially if your relationship is built on money. It will never be enough. You need to have a relationship with a solid foundation. Unless you've, like, never had sex before. If you're a virgin, fuck it, man. Just get your toe wet. Fuck it. Fuck it. Don't get her pregnant, though. Use protection. Don't get her pregnant. That's not your trad wife, bro. That's your figure shit out girlfriend and then trad wife. unless you're, like, in high school or something and you want... I mean, dude, there's high school relationships that last forever. You know, if you get married and you... With your high school sweetheart. That does work sometimes. That does work sometimes. Very rarely. But it does. But if you're like, fuck, 25 or 30 or some shit, and you want a chick, fuck me, and you're a virgin still, Jesus Christ, just fuck someone, man. Just fuck the first chance you... I mean, I get it, man. I get it. You need to not take it so seriously, really. My best friend ever was a fucking virgin for most of his life, and he had this... Dude, he had a... Oh, my God, dude. He had it so good. There was two chances he had to get laid. There was this super hot foreign exchange student, Japanese chick that came, and she wanted his dick so bad, guys. She wanted his dick so bad, this foreign exchange student. But he was all into Christ. He was like, I'm one with Jesus Christ, okay? One with my Savior, Jesus Christ, okay? Which is cool. I get it. But ask for forgiveness, not permission, bro. Come on, man. Come on. Forgiveness. That's what Christianity is about. Whatever. So he, abstinence. Fuck abstinence. Oh my, I guess. Abstinence. But so he told her no. And then there was this other girl he really liked. And he told her no. But then later, when he got with this girl, who was actually starting to like make himself look better and everything, you know, like, I'm actually, maybe I'll get with some girls or something now. Like, I don't know, just whatever. He started doing stuff and he just met a girl. Like, he was doing school or something. He met this girl at school. So that's what I'm saying, guys. You do school, you do a hobby, you're going to meet a woman. It just happens naturally. When you're not trying, that's when it's going to happen. But anyways, he got with this chick, and since he was so gung-ho to get going, you know, did not use protection, did not do any of that stuff, just I'm gonna come in you, you know, really quick, not thinking straight, because he's thinking with his penis, you know how it is, you're like, holy fuck, this girl wants to have sex with me, let's go, I get it, okay, but morning after pill, don't let that woman, this was the type of woman, guys, there's, oh my god, there's all types, okay, this was the type of woman who wanted my friend, she wanted him to come in her, like, yes, come in me, I'm having a baby now, we're getting married, that kind of woman, the I'm almost 30 and I need a man kind of woman, okay, and I don't know if you want to be hooked up with that the rest of your life. That's a kind of marriage that falls apart 20 years in when you got adult kids and teenagers and shit running around. And then the marriage all starts to fall apart. Mom and daddy are getting a divorce. That's where that leads. And that's where my friend is at. So I don't want that for any of you guys. So be careful. Ease into it. Guys, ease into it. You're getting some good knowledge this fucking show. Good fucking relationship knowledge here. Ponus America. This meme flag, it says, let's be honest here, if you're in your 50s and hitting on a 24-year-old waitress, you failed in life. I don't agree with that at all, dude. If you're 50, you can hit on young women all you want. And there will be women that... Dude, there's really attractive-looking 50-year-old males, man. If you stay fit, if you work out every day, you can look nice when you're 50 years old. I mean, you can look like a pretty relatively young man. All about taking care of your body. And you can also look like you're 80 when you're 50 and if you have a beer gut and shit. Okay, if you're just chugging down those beers. Blech. Don't do that. Some woman today called me Satan. Like, thanks, Satan. I'm like, okay, bye. Fuck. I'm Satan, I guess. Because I'm selling her alcohol. What the fuck? I'm not doing it. The store is. I'm Satan. Fuck. Thanks, Satan. I guess we could end the show on that. I'm Satan. Just a big old rant into I'm Satan. You guys can succeed. You guys can get a girlfriend if you really, really want it. Just don't try too hard. If you're trying too hard, you need to maybe focus on a hobby more. You need to be thinking in your head more about the hobby than about the girl. And the girl will come. But also, you know, just try to improve yourself. That's my advice. I love you guys. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
I don't understand the question exactly.
He wants to know if you'll convert to Islam.
Question was, if I gave you evidence that would satisfy a certain level of probabilistic...
No. Well, I'm Muslim enough to have been invited to your mosque. You know, when people meet me on the street, they'll say things like, I met a couple of Orthodox Jews in New York, and they said to me on the street that they call me rabbi, which was... It's a hell of a thing to hear. You know,